This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. So it comes down sometimes to how you say it. At COP28, a battle over the phrase "to phase out" is what they're fighting about. A majority of countries want to say phase out the use of fossil fuels.
Norway wants phase out of fossil fuels. And we use the G7 language, phase out of unabated fossil fuels. The same is true for the United States, which is a fossil producer, for Canada, for Australia, and for many of the countries that are producing oil and gas.
But you need to have every single country at the COP agree, and right now that's not the case, stalling the final draft of the COP28 paper.
Dziękuję panu premierowi.
Polish lawmakers on Monday voted to reject the proposed conservative government, a widely expected outcome that has paved the way for the rival pro-EU alliance to form the next administration. Following the no-confidence vote, the lower house of parliament voted to elect former EU chief Donald Tusk to be the next prime minister of Poland. India's Supreme Court upheld on Monday a decision by the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to revoke special status for the state of Jammu and Kashmir and set a deadline of September 30th next year for local elections. The attorney for India:
Jammu Kashmir is integral part of India. There cannot be two flags and two constitutions.
Former chief minister of Jammu and Kashmir said the decision was a disappointment, and Pakistan says it objects to any such action. India and Pakistan have disputed the territory since the end of British colonial rule, which was about 75 years ago.